The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 2, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 4th, 2009, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 3, chapter number 2, text number 16, 1, 2, 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo
Shushrushyau Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syam Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudev, purport. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva or godly living beings, and there are men called Asuras or demons who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, a vivid description of the Asuras is given, in which it is said that the Asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance, life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. These Asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the Supreme Will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras, and the demoniac followers of such Asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such devotees, or rather servants of God, are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to different particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication, the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaves so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are being properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 18:69 that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glories. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raguna Tandrita Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. So Krishna is emphasizing service. Service to Krishna? No. He's emphasizing service to the devotees of Krishna. He is saying that this is how you will get taste. Have we ever noticed if sometimes we were offensive towards the devotee that we had no taste for hearing and chanting after them? As soon as you become offensive towards a devotee, immediately you lose all your taste for hearing and chanting. So it's in our self-interest to always be in a nice service mood towards the devotees, you see. Since we always want to have that taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, we should always be careful to keep that service mood for the devotees always going strong in our hearts. That service mood towards Vaishnavas, you see. That is a secret technique how to become absorbed in hearing about Krishna. So the Vaishnavas are very, very important to us. That's why the society of Vaishnavas, ISKCON, is so essential for our spiritual progress.
Именно поэтому общество преданных ИСККОН настолько существенно и важно для нашего духовного продвижения.
It is sometimes stated,
иногда утверждается,
no man is an island. No man is an island.
Да, то есть, ну, человек не остров для самого себя.
In other words, if we try to be Krishna conscious on our own,
другими словами, если мы пытаемся в одиночку обрести сознание Кришны,
going to some solitary place, you see,
уединяясь в каком-то месте,
we will not be successful.
Мы не будем успешными.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he writes a poetry like that.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati написал стихотворение на эту тему.
Chastising his own mind.
Отчитывая свой ум.
He says, "My dear mind, what sort of rascal are you?
Он говорит, мой дорогой ум, какой ты негодяй, мошенник.
That you want to go to some solitary place?
Ты хочешь пойти в уединенное место?
And chant Hare Krishna.
И повторять Hare Krishna.
So that you become worshipped by the villagers. That, oh, here is a great sadhu.
Чтобы все жители деревни поклонялись тебе как великому садху.
So this idea of solitary chanting, it is not a very good idea. There was actually one devotee, he had been told that he would die of cancer. So he wanted to become a Babaji and just chant 24 hours a day. And Prabhupada actually granted him his desire. Prabhupada gave Babaji initiation to this disciple. And he was in Mayapur, in some solitary place, trying to chant 24 hours. Imitating Haridas Thakur. Of course, he slept more than that, but you know. He couldn't go that without the sleep. But as soon as then the doctor said, "Oh, you don't have cancer after all." So the so-called Babaji, he gave up Krishna consciousness, he blooped, he left the movement. He was thinking, "Oh, I will sit in a solitude of Babaji and do chanting," you see. He was very proudly thinking he would do that. But as soon as he found he had an opportunity to continue his sense gratification, his Babaji vows were finished, you see. He didn't have that taste for serving Vaishnavas. Because he didn't have a taste for serving Vaishnavas, he had no taste for chanting and hearing. The point is, if we think, I will develop a taste for chanting, but who cares about these devotees? They're nonsense. Then you'll never get a taste for chanting.
Never.
It'll never happen. You'll be miserable, your whole life miserable. But if you learn how to serve the devotees, then Krishna will bless you with the nama ras. If you have sadhu sangha ras, you will get nama ras also. These run on parallel lines. Sadhu sangha ras and nama ras. They go in parallel, you see, with each other. How much you have sadhu sangha ras, to that extent you will have nama ras. You cannot get more nama ras than you have sadhu sangha ras. Not possible. If you have no sadhu sangha ras, no nama ras, finished. So we have to develop that sadhu sangha ras. That taste to be in the association of the devotees, you see, rendering service to the Vaishnavas. Sadhu seva ras. Yes. That sadhu seva ras. That's the secret for nama ras. How much do you want to serve the devotees, you see? And Prabhupada very nicely points out in this purport that by serving the Vaishnavas, you develop the qualities of the Vaishnavas. Let's say there's some devotee who's very advanced in Krishna consciousness. And he's so much advanced that everybody appreciates him. Oh, he's such an advanced devotee. And let's say that, you know, you feel envious. Ah. Why is he being so much appreciated?
Почему его все так ценят?
Why I'm not being appreciated?
А почему не меня оценивают?
So then you start to find fault. Well, he has this bad quality and that bad quality, and you start to tell people, yeah, but he has this bad quality. You try to spoil everyone's appreciation for that devotee, you see.
И за свою зависть он начинает высматривать, выискивать в нем недостатки и говорить о этих недостатках другим людям, чтобы
simply out of envy, you see.
Чтобы они перестали его так высоко ценить.
Просто so what happens to you?
А что тогда с вами произойдет?
You go down, you see. But on the other hand, if you appreciate his saintly qualities, you see,
если вы оцениваете по достоинству его святые качества,
and you know, everybody in this room, everyone has some saintly qualities, otherwise how they are here. And even the people in the hall back then, you see, they everyone here has some saintly qualities in this house. Not just this room, but there also. You see. Everyone has some saintly qualities. Is anybody being, and even Mataji has saintly qualities. she won't agree with that, but she has very many saintly. I can tell you she's full of saintly qualities. She'll never accept them. But the point is this, because who's being paid to come here?
Смысл в том, что, например, кто вам заплатил, чтобы вы сюда пришли?
Did somebody pay Leela Avatar money to come here to attend this session? No, he's coming out of love, you see.
Нет, он просто из любви.
That means he is a sadhu.
You see.
So everyone here, they have saintly qualities. You see. To some extent, you see. So the more we can appreciate all these sadhus, you see. The more that I can appreciate each of you, the more I can appreciate Alexander and Gopinath, and you know, the more I can appreciate each one of you, you see, Maheshwari, the more I can appreciate the different saintly qualities of these devotees here, you see.
Чем больше я буду оценивать такие возвышенные качества преданных, каждого преданного, Александра, Гопинатха, Мадхури,
that advances me in Krishna consciousness.
Чем больше я смогу продвигаться в сознании
Кришны. See. The more you appreciate sadhus, and that appreciation is shown and proven by the service move.
Чем больше я оцениваю этих садху, тем больше вот это настроение одарит меня вот этими качествами и помогает мне продвигаться в духовной жизни.
If I say, Prabhu, I really appreciate you.
Если я скажу, Прабу, я...
But then I don't want to serve you in any way, you see.
Я глубоко ценю тебя, но служить тебе не собираюсь.
And that's simply on the lips. It's appreciation on the lips only, you see.
Это прославление, это оценка, она просто на уровне...
If I really appreciate you, then I want to serve you. I'm very eager to serve you. And actually, I appreciate all of you devotees here in Kaliningrad. And that's why I'm so eager to come here and serve you. By trying to enliven you in Krishna consciousness. Even I have to sit, we spent 6 hours on that stupid Sovesk bridge. 6 hours.
Здесь провожу лекции. Даже не приходится 6 часов провести на этом.
It's if you any of you are on thought for the day today, you'll read it's on thought today's thought for the day. And there's a huge queue of cars. They took a half an hour for each car.
Самая огромная очередь и полчаса. Огромная очередь в машины, полчаса уходит на каждую машину.
Soviet red tape. Soviet red tape. You know what that means already? Okay. Soviet red tape. Bureaucratic, you know, Soviet bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Kept us on that bridge for 6 hours. But because we appreciate you all have the great saintly qualities of all you devotees, you see. We're very eager to come here and serve you. Because we know by serving sadhus, that gives us some hope that we can also become devotees. You see. Without you all, without the devotees, you see, I'm nothing. But by serving the devotees, then I can become a devotee also. So in this way, this sadhu sangha is so important thing. We develop the qualities of the sadhus by serving the sadhus. So this is the sum and substance of this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So are there any questions?
Письмо, которое написал Шрила Прабхупада на борту корабля, говорит о его качествах и недостатках. Что меня задело в этом письме? Он говорит, у меня очень сильная вера в святые имена Господа. То есть это для меня одно единственное качество, которое очень сильно. Мне вот хочется узнать, как обрел он эту веру через Кришну, как Брахма, сердце, или через гуру, или как Шакти Авеша Аватара получает эту веру.
He said about the faith to holy name.
What is the holy name?
The faith.
Taste, okay.
Faith.
Yeah. Shraddha, okay.
Srila Prabhupada wrote in the boat of Jaladuta that he have no good qualities, only faith to the holy name.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked how we can get this faith from the heart, from the Krishna, or from the Guru.
That is described here in this verse.
Именно это как раз описывается в этом стихе.
By serving the Vaishnavas, that is how you get faith in the name.
Именно служа Вайшнавам, мы можем обрести веру в святое имя.
There was a quote just like that. What did Prabhupada say? He said, let's see. Yes. Here's, by serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. So that is the answer to your question, my Prabhupada. In other words, especially those who are highly advanced. You see, those who are very pure. That's described by serving those who are completely pure, you see, who are completely free from all vice. In other words, if you find those devotees who have Dhamma, Nama Ras, you see, the taste for the holy
name.
Especially by serving those devotees who have namaras, you will also get namaras.
Особенно служа такому преданному, у которого есть намараса, то служа ему вы тоже обретете.
This means serving the spiritual master.
Это означает служа духовному учителю.
And serving advanced devotees.
И служа продвинутым преданным.
They, any advanced devotee, they are also guru. They are siksha guru.
Все продвинутые преданные также являются гуру. Они являются шикша гуру.
So, by serving advanced Vaishnavas who have a taste for the name, then you will naturally also get taste for the name. A guru, diksha guru, siksha guru, advanced devotees, by the mercy of these persons, when you serve them, you will get nama rasa.
Guru, diksha, siksha guru, продвинутые преданные, по милости всех этих вайшнавов, вы сможете, служа им, вы сможете обрести веру и вкус к святому имени.
Any other question?
Другой вопрос.
Сиддханта Сарасвати Махарадж рекомендует каждое утро и каждый вечер бить своим башмаком. Как это вообще на практике?
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati recommends to beat our mind morning and evening every day. How to do it in practice?
The best beating that you, the best, the most pleasant way to beat your mind is to beat it with the holy names.
Но самое такое приятное битие ума это повторение святого имени.
Can you think of a more pleasant way to beat the holy name? To beat the mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Нет никакого более приятного метода бить ум, чем просто повторять.
It's very nice beating. It's like massage.
Это очень прекрасное битие, как массаж.
Actually, if you use the holy name, how many mantras do we utter when we chant 16 rounds?
На самом деле, если вы повторяете святые имена, то подумайте, как много других мантр вы сможете повторить вот так вот
16. 1728 mantras we chant with 16 rounds.
То есть 1728 мантр мы повторяем.
So if you take each mantra as a beating, that's 1,728 beatings of the mind. And if you take each name as a beating, there's 16 times
1,728
beatings. So if you people chant 16 quality rounds every day, your mind will be sufficiently beaten down to surrender.
А если вы будете повторять каждый день 16 квалифицированных внимательных кругов, то ваш ум будет достаточно хорошо побит, чтобы вам.
That's why Prabhupada said 16 rounds.
Поэтому Шрила Прабхупада предписал нам именно 16 кругов.
How many of you would leave your house without fully charging your mobile phone?
А как много из вас покидает свой дом полностью не зарядив свой мобильник?
Would anybody leave their house with a mobile phone that wasn't fully charged? Of course you can do that, but you might miss an important call. You might be stuck on the bridge with Selvesk with no way to call Gopinath. I made sure my battery was well charged before I left Kaunas. So the point is, any intelligent person will fully charge their mobile phone before they leave their house.
Другими словами, любой разумный человек, прежде чем покинуть дом, он проверяет, заряжен ли у него мобильник или нет.
Now, would you be more considerate of your mobile phone than you would be of your own consciousness? Let me ask you that.
Также я хотел бы спросить, о чем вы больше беспокоитесь, о заряженной батарее своего мобильника или о своем сознании?
That I will fully charge my mobile phone, but I will not fully charge my consciousness.
Нет, я буду беспокоиться только о своем мобильнике заряженном, а о сознании совершенно не буду беспокоиться.
Is that a very intelligent proposal?
Разве это очень разумное предложение?
But my mobile phone is very important, my consciousness is not.
Мой мобильник очень важен, а вот сознание абсолютно не важно.
So any intelligent person, you see.
Другими словами, каждый разумный человек.
He will fully charge his mobile phone before he leaves his house, and he fully charges his consciousness also.
Он полностью заряжает свой мобильник, прежде чем покидать дом, и также полностью заряжает свое сознание.
So why did Prabhupada say 16 rounds?
Именно поэтому, почему Шрила Прабхупада сказал 16?
Because 16 rounds is a full charge of your consciousness.
Потому что 16 кругов полностью заряжает батарею вашего сознания.
So, do you want to have a fully charged consciousness or not? It's up to you.
Итак, хотите ли вы иметь полностью заряженную батарею вашего сознания или нет, это зависит
up
от вас.
You.
Это от вас зависит.
Fully charged consciousness or not?
Полностью заряженное сознание или нет?
So everybody has a choice. No one's going to force you.
То есть у вас есть выбор, никто никого не заставляет.
You can leave your house without a fully charged consciousness and just hope that Maya doesn't overcome you.
Вы можете, например, покинуть свой дом с полностью заряженным сознанием, и Майя уже не сможет вас одолеть.
But if you leave your house with a fully charged consciousness, then you're protected against the material energy the whole day.
Точнее, если вы не зарядили свое сознание, то майя может одолеть вас. Но если вы полностью зарядили свое сознание, то вы будете защищены весь день.
Therefore, chant 16 rounds.
Поэтому повторяйте 16 кругов.
Every day without fail.
Каждый день.
Preferably in the early morning.
Совершенно рано утром.
I chanted my round before Mangalarti today.
Сегодня, например, я повторил свои круги до Mangalarti.
Then I chanted an extra round after Mangalarti, just for the transcendental bliss.
И после Mangalarti я повторил дополнительные круги ради трансцендентного блаженства.
Next question.
Следующий вопрос.
Yeah.
Я вот хотела такую ситуацию. Ну вот есть желание служить преданным и гуру очень сильное. И если смотришь, что, допустим, у других преданных ну, не очень такое сильное желание, и это как-то ну, вот, огорчает, разочаровывает, и даже критика у меня такая появляется. Вот что с этим делать?
If I have strong desire to serve Krishna and Guru, to do some preaching work, but another devotee doesn't have this strong desire, this influence on me and slow my this desire, and I have some critical thoughts and how to defend my consciousness from this.
Well, our first preaching actually is we want to spread Krishna consciousness to others. We should not neglect those with whom we are closely associated.
Ну, в первую очередь, то есть проповедь, служение, то есть мы должны быть очень внимательны по отношению к тем, кто вокруг нас, с кем мы общаемся.
They say charity begins at home.
Другими словами, есть такое выражение, что благотворительность начинается.
If I want to be magnanimous and help people become Krishna conscious,
если я хочу быть милостивым, помогать другим развиваться в сознании Кришны,
I should begin with those with whom I'm closely associated.
Я должен начать с тех, с кем я близко общаюсь.
Do everything I can to help them become Krishna conscious.
Нужно подумать, как могу я им помочь, чтобы они начали развиваться.
Because the more that the ones I'm associated with are Krishna conscious, that will give me energy and power to spread it to even more beyond my immediate association.
Чем больше я общаюсь в сознании Кришны, чем больше я погружаюсь в сознание Кришны, тем больше я смогу делиться этим вокруг себя.
Just like I'm traveling all over the world.
Как, например, я путешествую по всему миру.
I have disciples all over the world.
У меня есть ученики по всему миру.
I have 10,000 subscribers, over 10,756 subscribers on my e-course.
У меня есть 10,780 подписчиков на мою рассылку.
But what I've realized over all these years,
но я вот осознал за все эти годы,
is my most important relationship,
что мои самые важные отношения,
is with my wife.
Это с моей супругой.
If I don't have a good relationship with her, then I'm useless.
Если у меня нету хороших отношений с ней, то у меня я вообще без.
As a spiritual master.
Как духовный учитель.
So the point is, whoever you're closely associated with.
Другими словами, те, с кем вы близко общаетесь.
Work really hard to have a first-class relationship with that person.
Вы должны постараться в действительности иметь первоклассные отношения с этим.
And that relationship then will empower you and to expand your preaching very in a very dynamic way.
И тогда вот крепость этих отношений она
Srila Prabhupada just like do you know what is shotgun? Shotgun? It's not a bullet, but you know what a shotgun is? It's like a rifle, but it has instead of having a bullet, it has these things packed with pellets. It's a very powerful thing, a shotgun. It's a very dangerous weapon. And they also have what's known as a double-barreled shotgun, which is two go off at the same time.
You see?
A double-barreled shotgun. Oh, that's very. If someone attacks you with a double-barreled shotgun, you're dead. Yes, it's two barrels, you see. Double barrel shotgun. Oh, very heavy weapon. So if you have a good relation, one has a good relationship with their spouse, you see.
Если, например, у вас в вашей супружеской паре есть очень хорошая взаимодействие.
Then as husband and wife, they become very powerful, just like a double-barrel shotgun, you see.
Если, например, муж и жена очень могущественные в этих отношениях, то есть они тогда становятся этим двухствольным дробовиком.
Yes. Prabhupada sent the Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati sent a sannyasi to England to make the spread our movement in England. He was a complete failure. The sannyasi could not successfully spread Krishna Bhakti in London. He stayed there many years, costing Bhakti Siddhanta a huge amount of rupees to maintain him in England. Complete waste of time and money. He could do nothing. All he did was pose for some photographs with some British lords and ladies, and that was all he did.
Единственное, что он сделал, это несколько фотографий с какими-то британскими лордами, ледями, что с ними.
But then Srila Prabhupada sent three grahastha couples to England.
Но позже Шрила Прабхупада просто отправил две супружеские пары в Англию.
Jamuna and Gurudas.
Yamuna и Gurudas.
Mukunda and Janaki.
Mukunda и Janaki.
Shyamasundara and Malati.
Shyamasundara and Malati.
Along with Shyamasundara and Malati's little baby. What was her name? Sarasvati, and yeah, 6-7 people they went to the UK. And within an amazingly short amount of time, they sent a newspaper clipping to Prabhupada from the newspaper in London and said, Hare Krishna startles London. They had made a huge impact. They had made George Harrison a devotee. They had a huge impact, you see. But no, the sannyasi could not do. The householders were able to do.
И за короткое время они организовали там огромную общину преданных, и даже в газетах была статья, что Хари Кришна захватили Лондон, и даже Джордж Харрисон и
So being a pure, one is a grahastha or a vanaprastha.
И они сделали это, хотя даже сannyasi не могли.
They should have a first-class relationship with their spouse.
Поэтому очень важно иметь первоклассные взаимоотношения в супружеских парах.
Do everything to help your spouse become Krishna conscious. Encourage your spouse in Krishna consciousness.
Поэтому очень важно, чтобы вы вдохновляли друг друга в сознании Кришны.
Because an empowered grihastha couple can do more than a sannyasi.
Потому что полномоченные пары грихастхи могут сделать гораздо больше даже, чем сannyasi.
Yes.
I think the question is that if one is weak, then it weakens the other one. It's weak
and
her also.
So one has to be strong to make up for the other's weakness, that's all.
Матаджи спросила, мне кажется, вот ее вопрос был заключался в том, что если кто-то слаб, то его слабость, она влияет на нас. Да, такой был вопрос, смысл.
Вопрос был в том, как защититься от критики в уме, когда возникает критика, если кто-то не выражает желание, ну, или, ну, как, служение, значит, но он не такой сильный.
She asked about criticism, what appears in the heart when another devotee doesn't want to strongly do something.
You have to be compassionate.
Вы должны быть сострадательными.
One should not become proud, you see.
Мне нужно гордиться.
Oh, yes, I am very great, and this other devotee is... He is nonsense. No, one has to be very careful not to become proud. You have to always be in the mood of being compassionate. Wanting to help the other devotee. Instead of finding fault with them, have compassion on them. And that's the point. Fault-finding, that will take away your energy. Instead of finding fault, if you try to be compassionate, that will give you more energy. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
That mood of compassion, not fault finding. If someone else is in difficulty, I should try to help that person.
Если кто-то находится в трудных обстоятельствах, нужно попытаться помочь этому человеку.
Not think, oh, there's such a nonsense, and I am so advanced.
А не думать, что он такой вообще бесполезный человек, а я такой продвинутый.
Any other questions?
Какой-то другой вопрос.
Можете рассказать, привести пример? Или пару ваших друзей, учеников Шрилы Прабхупады, старших преданных, думая о которых, вы очень сильно вдохновляетесь, и это дает вам энергию. У кого отношения, с кем у вас такие теплые отношения?
Can you tell me about some your friends, disciples of Шрилы Прабхупада, with whom you have heart relationship and which inspire you in spiritual life? And about the qualities of these devotees?
So many of them.
Очень много
таких. I mean, it's just an endless list.
Бесконечный список.
Any devotees who inspire me in my spiritual life?
The main
one is right over there. Vishnupriya Maharaji. She's my constant inspiration.
He is asking.
Huh?
If you are getting any inspiration, the main inspiration from one of Prabhupada disciples.
God brothers.
Vishnupriya Maharaji is my number one inspiration.
No, Master Vishnupriya.
No doubt. No one comes close to the amount of inspiration they give me. She's the number one inspirer. But there are many who inspire me. I mean, I have a huge list. I mean, I just go to Balabhadra Bhattacharya is one. He's so dear to me. Even when I say his name, it's like I feel like I'm singing a beautiful song, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He is my godbrother in Atlanta, Georgia. When I was serving, he and I were preaching together in Atlanta, and then the authorities said that they wanted me to go and become the vice president in our Houston temple. So then Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he said, oh, Sankarshan is moving on to bigger and better things. He was so much blessing me with that now you're leaving our Atlanta temple, you're going on to bigger and better things. He blessed me in that way. And his blessing, his words have come true, actually. By his blessing, it has happened. We were working together as preachers. And sometimes I would chastise him also. That you must have a driver's license. How you can be a preacher without a driver's license? So on my order, he immediately went and he got driver's license. And then when the authorities were sending me away to another halfway across the United States, he blessed me. Now you're moving on to bigger and better things.
И когда авторитеты меня отправили на другую сторону Соединенных Штатов, он меня благословил, что теперь ты поехал уже к более великим делам.
So there is that song by Narottam Das Thakur.
Есть такая песня Narottam Das Thakur.
Рамачандра Санге Маге Наратамадам.
Рамачандра Санге Маге
Наратамадам. I'm always thinking of my beloved Рамачандра Чакраварти.
Я всегда думаю о своем возлюбленном Рамачандре Чакраварти.
So my song is Balabhadra Bhattacharya Sangha Mage, what is it? Mage Sankarshana Das. Yes.
Balabhadra Chandra
Sankarshana Das.
Sankarshana Das.
In his heart, he is always meditating on that great saintly devotee, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. I hope someday you can meet him. Maybe I will bring him to Kaliningrad someday.
That'd be very nice.
Well, I'll tell him that you all want him to come. So, any other questions?
Вы говорили, что у нас у каждого есть качество сангу, садху, и но у нас же также есть другие качества, ну, я бы сказал, качества демонические, можно сказать, качества асуров. И как, и мне иногда кажется, что их очень много, и как перекачать их, чтобы они перешли в качество садху? Или их надо как-то отрубить, что ли? Что делать?
It tells that we have
слишком много.
The qualities of saint person, but also we have demonic qualities.
Yeah.
And these qualities are more big, more demonic qualities we have. And how we can transform these demonic qualities to the same.
One step at a time. Right now we are 99% demons. And 1% devotees. So now we have to work very hard, you see. Every day try to increase our devotee qualities. Let me become 2% a devotee and only 90% a demon, you see. Every day, it's a today, it's like today I woke up and I said, Krishna, please bless me that today I can chant perfect rounds, you see.
Например, сегодня я с утра проснулся и сразу помолился Кришне. Кришна, пожалуйста, помоги мне сегодня совершенно круги повторить.
And I made it all the way to my last round, and then one I got distracted one time only, you see.
И когда я повторял последний круг, я на самом деле отвлекся только, может быть, один раз.
I started thinking about my writing, you know, Krishna Kanda's writing.
Начал думать о том, что мне нужно там писать.
And Mataji immediately noticed that my chanting was bad, and she pointed out that my chanting had gotten bad. So then I thanked her very much for pointing that out to me, and I got back on the track again. But it was my rounds were really good today, except for that one slight deviation. They were very good rounds. I had prayed Krishna. I was taking my shower, actually. I said, Krishna, please bless me today. I can chant perfect rounds, you see.
Когда в действительности происходило, когда я принимал душ, я молился Кришне, пожалуйста, позволь мне сегодня совершенно круги повторить. И мое повторение с ним было замечательным. Я только вот один раз только вот отклонился, то что подумал о том, что мне нужно печатать.
So I guarantee you, if each one of you every day before while you're taking your shower or something like that. Before you start your rounds, beg Krishna, Krishna, please bless me today. I can chant perfect japa.
Я вам гарантирую, что если вот каждый день с утра, например, когда вы принимаете душ, ну перед тем, как вы повторяете святое имя, помолитесь.
You will advance.
Молитесь Кришне, чтобы Кришна помог вам повторить совершенные круги.
In this way, we can go from being 99% a demon to only 98% a demon.
Тогда на следующий день с 99% демона вы станете на 98%.
And if we keep that mood of begging for pure bhakti every day, you see.
Если вы будете сохранять это настроение.
Then that day will come when we're only 95% a demon.
Мольбы об тени чистого бхакти, преданность, когда настанет день, что вы на 95%.
And in that way, there'll even come a day when we're only 90% a demon.
И потом будет день, когда вы уже на 90% всего демон.
And in this way, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that day will come when you're only 10% a demon.
И тогда день за днем, неделю за неделю, месяц за месяцем, год за годом.
And then you can go 10, 9, 8, 7, six, five, four, three, two, one. Now you're only 1% a demon. And then pray again, Krishna, please bless me. I can purely chant your names. And then, pure bhakti. And Krishna becomes revealed to you. Right there in front of you, you see. It was a long road from 100% demon to pure devotee, but you just have to go steadily, day by day by day, begging every day, Krishna, please bless me today, I can chant perfect name.
Та длинная дорога стать преданным на 100% с уровня 99% демонических качеств.
You have to be patient.
Но необходимо идти шаг за шагом.
You have to have faith in the process, that you don't give it up halfway.
Нужно обладать верой, терпением и идти по этому пути.
Don't expect to become a pure devotee like that.
Не сворачивайте с него. Не ожидайте, что вы станете просто.
It takes years and years and years to clean those anarthas out of the heart.
За одно мгновение станете преданным. Это потребуется годы и годы, чтобы очистить наше сердце от анарт.
You have to get initiated.
Необходимо получить инициацию.
And then by the mercy of Guru, you can go to the next stage, anarta nivritti.
И по милости духовного учителя вы поднимаетесь на следующий уровень.
The Guru empowers you to get all of that contamination out of the heart.
Гуру уполномачивает вас очистить свое сердце от всех анарт, от всех нечистот.
So maybe that helps you to understand how to deal with it.
Может быть, это помогло понять, как это все сделать.
Yes. All right, let's see how many are chanting 16 rounds every day without fail. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, oh, that's good. I was a little scared there. Okay, oh, very good. 1, 2, hold the hands up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Did I count myself? I don't know. 21. How many are not? Chanting 16 rounds. Okay, there's one. Honest man. Thank you very much. You're not chanting? Are you chanting 16 rounds every day without fail?
Not every day.
All right. So there's only two in the room? And you're chanting 16 rounds?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah.
She's new?
She's not devotee, but she's new.
You're new. It's okay. That's right.
But she said that
we welcome you here. Thank you very much for coming.
But she said that she chants 16 rounds.
Oh, very good. That's very nice. So now we all have a special request, the two of you. Huh? But she's new, it's okay. She's new. But my request was is the two of you. You kindly now bring your chanting to 16 rounds. That's my request. Both of you, every day without fail. That is my humble request to the both of you. Any other questions?
Можно им как-то помочь, молясь всем преданным, помочь духовной силой как-то дать, чтобы они 16 кругов исполняли.
Thus we can help to the devotees in chanting of 16 rounds, maybe some prayers for them.
The best prayer, the best you can do is you yourself chant very good rounds and they'll be inspired by seeing the nectar that you're tasting. They'll be envious of the nectar that you're tasting.
Самое лучшее, чем вы можете помочь, это повторить совершенствие свои круги, и тогда они будут завидовать тому нектару, который вы испытываете.
But if there is, if you would like to pray for the conditioned souls to help them become Krishna conscious.
Также,
That is a very nice desire. I will give you a mantra. It's in the Bhagavatam, 5th canto. I actually have wanted to memorize it. I haven't learned it yet. But this is a mantra that you can chant every day for the benefit of all the conditioned souls throughout the entire universe.
Это мантра, которую вы можете повторить каждый день ради блага всех живых существ во всей вселенной.
So if you have that desire to pray for the deliverance of others, I will give you a mantra you can use every day to pray for their deliverance.
Если вы имеете сильное желание освобождать обусловленные души во всей вселенной, то я вам дам такую молитву, мантру, которую вы можете использовать каждый день.
When I go back to Gopinath's apartment, I will look up that verse in the Bhagavatam. I will show him the verse, then he can give it to you.
Когда мы поедем к Гопинатхе на квартиру, я найду этот текст Шримад-Бхагаватам, дам Гопинатхе, а он передаст его вам.
It's a very, very wonderful verse. Свасти, свасти, something like that.
Это очень возвышенная молитва.
May everyone throughout the universe become delivered. It's a verse like that.
Можно? Я не знаю почему, но у меня желание помогать больше, чем вернуться самому назад. Я не знаю откуда оно.
She don't know about why he don't know why he doesn't have such strong desire to come back to the Godhead himself.
Strong desire to what?
He have more strong desire to return back another people to the spiritual world than this desire to himself.
That's all right. That's like a ship is sinking. You want to get everybody else on the lifeboat first and yourself last. That's a nice move.
Ну это нормально, как, например, капитан корабля, он покидает корабль последним.
But don't forget to get on the lifeboat also.
Это нормальное настроение, но также не забудьте себе лодочку тоже оставить.
It's nice to want to
спасательный круг.
It's nice to want to deliver everyone. Make sure you're delivered also.
Это хорошо, конечно, всех освобождать, но также позаботьтесь.
As Prabhupada said, physician, heal thyself.
То есть Прабхупада говорил, что врач он не может, то есть если он болен, он не может лечить.
The point is, Alexander, if you are not saved, you cannot save others.
То есть смысл в том, что если мы не спасены, то мы не можем спасать других.
You will only become empowered to deliver others to whatever extent you are personally delivered.
Мы сможем быть уполномочены освобождать других только до того степени, насколько мы сами освобождены.
So, therefore, you should become completely pure devotee. You should strive for them.
Поэтому вам нужно стараться стать полностью чистым преданным.
Because the more pure you are, the more you become powerful for spreading, for saving others. You see.
Потому что чем более чистым вы сами будете, тогда тем более уполномоченным вы будете на то, чтобы спасать других.
Prabhupada says that a pure devotee, he can deliver the whole universe.
Прабхупада говорил, что чистый преданный может освободить всю вселенную.
So, if we, the more we become pure, the more we will have the potency to save others.
Таким образом, чем более чистыми мы сами будем, тем больше у нас будет могущества, чтобы спасать других.
Any other questions?
Какие-либо другие вопросы?
Я хотела спросить, я все время себя критикую во всех своих поступках. Я знаю, что это признак гордыни, но это очень мешает. Что мне с этим делать?
She says that she criticizes herself rather often, and she understands that it's the sign of the proud. What can she do with this?
What's the Devi? What's it?
She says that she is criticizing herself or finding fault within herself, negativities within herself, and she knows that it is out of pride she is doing that. So how she can overcome this?
Yeah, I'm very proud because I'm finding so many faults with myself. I'm a great devotee because I see what a big demon I am.
То есть я такой гордый, я столько недостатков в себе нахожу, я такой великий преданный, что я настолько в себе демонических качеств нашел.
There's a way that I can become false pride as a fan.
Да, это один из путей, как мы можем обрести.
I'll give you an example.
Я могу вам привести пример.
One disciple of Prabhupada, he wrote Srila Prabhupada a letter.
Один ученик Прабхупады написал ему письмо.
He said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen.
Srila Prabhupada, я самый падший.
And Prabhupada answered back, you're not the most anything. You're simply insignificant.
Srila Prabhupada ему ответил: ты вообще не самый, ты вообще просто незначительный.
The devotee was thinking, how great I am because I'm finding so much fault with myself, you see. Prabhupada could see the false pride in his so-called fault finding, you see.
Prabhupada увидел в нем, в этом поиске своих собственных недостатков, его ложную гордость.
So we may think, yes, I know what a great demon I am.
Мы можем думать, я знаю, какой я большой демон.
But these other devotees, they don't realize how fallen they are, so therefore I'm more advanced than they are, you see. They're nothing compared to me. Because I'm the only one who fully realizes that I'm a demon. So yeah, it's easy to get... So it's Maya is very tricky, you see. That's why the way out, you see, it's not just within your mind that you can free yourself from all of this. The mind will always play tricks and bring you back to being falsely proud once again. That's why you need the association of the devotees. You have to learn how to serve the devotees. Because when you develop the mood of serving devotees, then your mind finally becomes liberated from the false pride. That's the key. Vaishnava seva, serving
Vaishnavas.
That will solve your false pride problem. Not meditating on what a big demon you were. Next question.
А вот бывает, когда спортсмены, они просто готовятся, живут там в спортивной жизни, занимаются спортом, да, и они приобретают, продвигаются, занимаются спортом, и продвигаются в своем мастерстве. Но иногда им нужно за короткое время сделать какой-то скачок. Например, там культуристы, у них есть методики, как быстро нарастить мышцы там, буквально за несколько недель, да, перед соревнованиями. То есть какие-то есть методики. И в преданном служении мы также можем продвигаться. Но что нам может помочь как бы увеличить скорость продвижения? Темп, какие шаги, что в преданном служении нам помогает более интенсивно продвигаться.
So he said that sportsmen, when they are getting ready for the competitions, they are...
Who?
Sportsmen.
Sportsmen, okay.
Yeah, when they are getting ready for the competitions, they do some rather... quick and intense, they have very intense trainings.
Right.
And they have different methodics, for example, how to get, how to develop their muscles, for example.
Right.
And he asks, maybe there is some kind of methodic how to quicken, how to make our advancement faster.
Yes, yes, that's right, there is.
The
fast track.
Yeah.
There definitely is.
Да, конечно, есть определенно.
The athlete, he requires a trainer. The athlete, he takes a coach, a trainer. He'll hire a trainer to guide him. He'll pay money to somebody to guide him.
Только вы получили тренера, то есть вы заплатили деньги, чтобы у вас...
So the first thing is you need a guru. Who's personally training you.
Нужен тренер.
That's the first thing. You need to have a guru and take personal instructions from your spiritual master. And become fully surrendered to your spiritual master's instructions. And, beg the mercy that he beg as much instructions from him as you can get. The more the better. And then it precisely follows whatever he tells you to do. And in addition to that,
этому,
the fastest way is preaching. So you find a way that you can be fully absorbed in preaching this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the quickest way to become recognized by Krishna. Начаттасман манушейшу кашчанье приякаттамаха павита начаметасмад анья приватаробуби.
Это самый быстрый метод быть признанным Кришной.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, Krishna says.
Кришна говорит, что нет более дорогого слуги, чем он для меня.
Never will there be one more dear.
И никогда не будет дороже.
But what if I can't personally preach so much? Because of my situation.
Но как и кому я могу сам лично проповедовать из-за моей ситуации?
Then you can assist those who are preaching.
Вы можете помогать служить тем, кто занимается проповедью.
And that will give you the same benefit.
И это принесет вам то же самое благо.
Let's say a devotee, he's not able to go out and do full-time book distribution. Because he's the cook. He's cooking the prasadam for all the devotees. But if he does a very first-class job of serving the preachers, the book distributors, then he will make the same advancement that they do, just by cooking for them and serving them. So, the ideal thing is, the best thing is, you take instructions from your spiritual master. How to be as fully absorbed in preaching as possible, either directly by preaching yourself or by assisting those who are preaching. Either way.
Содействуя, помогая тем, кто этим занимается.
According to your situation, your position,
соответствуя своим положением, со своей ситуацией,
what is, under Guru's guidance, what is the best thing that you can do for pushing forward this movement?
То есть вы должны также получить руководство духовного учителя, именно исходя из своего положения, что вы можете делать для продвижения этого.
You fully surrender to your spiritual master and you say, please guide me and what is the best way that I can assist you in pushing forward this movement.
Лучшее, что вы можете сделать, это обратиться к духовному учителю и спросить у него, пожалуйста, направьте меня, чем я могу лучше всего помогать вам в помощи.
And be completely surrendered to whatever he tells you.
И полностью предаться всему тому, что он
сказал. Totally surrendered.
Полностью предаться.
That's the fast track.
Это самый быстрый путь.
Духовный учитель, он когда дает лекции, то есть он говорит, что я обращаюсь к своим ученикам напрямую. И когда мы слушаем лекции, мы можем принять вот эти, мы принимаем его наставления через лекции, и будет ли тем же эффектом, когда мы принимаем наставления через лекции и действуем? И непосредственно от него как бы получаем живую. То есть то же самое, слушая лекции, да, и действуя, или получая наставление.
Лично.
То же самое. То есть можно через лекции принять эти наставления и действовать. Через лекции.
He says that spiritual master in lectures give us some instructions. And he tells that these instructions he give to everyone, to all disciples. And we, if we accept this instruction, does it have
the same effect as personal instructions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. General instructions are also personal instructions.
Да, на самом деле будет иметь такой же эффект. То есть общие наставления, которые вы получаете в лекциях, они имеют такой же, если вы наследуете такой же эффект, как от личных наставлений.
Шрила Прабхупада gives so many general instructions in his purports.
Шрила Прабхупада дал такое большое количество общих наставлений в своих комментариях.
But I accept those general instructions to be just as personal as the personal instructions he gave me in letters that he personally wrote me.
Я лично принимаю все эти общие наставления как личное наставление во всех личных письмах, которые он мне писал.
If you're in a if you're hearing a instructions given on a tape, on a recording, or in a lecture, a live lecture to a group of devotees, those lectures, those instructions, those general instructions are also personal instructions for you.
Когда вы слушаете лекции своего духовного учителя в записи или вживую, все эти наставления, которые вы слышите в этой лекции, общие наставления, они на самом деле являются личными наставлениями для вас.
Any other question? This is the last question now.
Это последний вопрос сейчас.
You mentioned that taking the instruction from the spiritual master, and he wants the fast track. He wants the fast track, so he has to be patient for the result. Be sure that he is patient for the result, not that otherwise if I didn't get the result right away on the fast track, then I'm going down.
I won't translate. Матаджи спросила, что вот вы сказали, что в лекции, что нужно быть терпеливым, потому что результат приходит не сразу, а тут преданные задают вопрос о том, как вот сразу получить результат. Вот. И что вот может произойти, если человек вот сразу не получит результат? То есть...
The point is, even on the fast track, you have to be patient.
Махараш отвечает, что смысл заключается в том, что даже если вы примените самый экспресс метод, самый быстрый метод, тем не менее нужно быть терпеливым.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
В любом случае, Рим за один день не строился.
You have to have the vision.
Необходимо.
What am I working towards?
Широкое видение, видеть конечную цель, к чему мы идем.
Just like my vision is, you know, to become a pure devotee.
Например, мое видение заключается в том, чтобы стать чистым преданным.
And to see that the whole world can become Krishna conscious.
И увидеть, как весь мир сделает сознанием Кришны.
I don't expect to be a pure devotee within one day.
Я не ожидаю стать чистым преданным за один день.
Nor do I expect to see the whole world to become Krishna conscious within a day. So I have a long range vision that someday I will become completely pure and someday the whole world will become Krishna conscious. I have complete faith that those things will happen. So in this way, I'm working towards those goals, you see.
Таким образом, я тружусь для того, чтобы достичь этой цели.
And I'm very intensely working towards those goals.
Я тружусь очень интенсивно ради достижения этой цели.
And it's very enlivening to be absorbed in that.
И меня это очень воодушевляет, вдохновляет быть погруженным, потому что я знаю, какая цель меня ожидает.
Prabhupada ordered me.
Prabhupada дал мне наказ
to become a completely pure devotee.
Стать полностью чистым преданным.
So I'm dedicated to serving his order.
Я предался тому, чтобы попытаться исполнить его желание.
That was a personal instruction he gave me.
И это было личное наставление, которое он мне дал.
And he gave a general instruction, which also I take as a personal instruction.
Также он дал очень много общих наставлений, которые я принял как личное наставление.
Become guru, deliver the whole world.
Станьте духовными учителями, освободите весь мир.
So, I know that these are very big things.
Я знаю, что это все очень большие дела.
And I'm very dedicated to, you know, being successful in becoming a pure devotee and seeing that the whole world becomes Krishna conscious.
Я очень предан тому, чтобы достичь чистой преданности.
No matter how long it takes, even if it takes millions of lifetimes, I don't care.
И помочь всему миру достичь освобождения, и неважно, как долго, какое время это займет.
I'm a warrior on the battlefield.
Это может занять жизнь, две, может быть, миллионы жизней, это неважно.
Trying to defeat the enemies within my heart.
Я подобно воину на поле битвы, который пытается победить врагов.
And trying to defeat the enemies within the material world, atheism, etc.
Врагов, которые находятся в моем сердце, внутри моего сердца, и также врагов.
I know that I'll be successful.
Различных атеистов и демонов. Я знаю,
it's just a matter of time.
Это просто вопрос времени.
So I'm dug in for the long haul. It's like a soldier, he digs a foxhole, you know. digs a hole to, where he can shoot from. You see.
Ну, то есть у меня такая есть долгосрочная цель, в которую я мечусь, целюсь.
I'm dug in for the long haul. I'm prepared for the long, long haul.
Я подготовился к такому.
Even if it takes a million births, I don't care.
На длинному такому маршу, даже если это займет много, много жизни.
I'm determined to serve my spiritual master's order no matter what.
И смысл заключается в том, что это мое служение духовному учителю, и меня, ну, то есть больше меня ничего не беспокоит.
So in this way, one has to be very patient.
В этом смысле, что необходимо быть очень-очень терпеливым.
So Mataji said that was the last question.
Mataji сказал, что это было.
We will honor her request.
Нам придется уважать ее просьбу.
There'll be another session at 4 o'clock, same place.
Сессия будет в 4 часа в этом же месте.
And there will be an evening lecture also. It's, and then a special treat coming up next Saturday in Kaunas, Lithuania. There's a special event happening next Saturday in Kaunas, Lithuania. The Damodar will tell everyone what it is. What's happening in Kaunas next Saturday?
Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.